This is Jay Sekulow. There could be a major announcement from Senator McCain on the vice presidential selection. And yesterday at the DNC, it was President Clinton and vice presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Barack Obama will reform our tax code. He will cut taxes for 95% of the American people who draw a paycheck. That's why he'll invest in the next generation of teachers. He will cut taxes, and why he'll make college more affordable. He will cut taxes. Barack Obama will bring down health care costs by $2,500 for the average family. He will cut taxes for 95% of the American people, and at long last, deliver affordable, accessible health care for every American. He will cut taxes. Barack will put more cops on the street. He will cut taxes for 95% of the American people. Put security back in Social Security. He will cut taxes, and he'll never, ever, ever give up until we achieve equal pay for women.
Well, I guess the issue of taxes is going to be front and center at the presidential debates now that we have a Democratic nominee and a Democratic vice presidential nominee. We have a Republican nominee for the vice presidency confirmed next week. We will probably have an announcement on the vice president on the Republican side. It could be as early as this evening. So there's a lot of play, but the economy playing a big issue, and there's a lot of speculation that that could mean a Mitt Romney selection for John McCain because he was obviously strong on the economy. But there's a lot of issues swirling on this, to say the least. We want to know what you think of the campaign so far. What do you think of the convention so far? How about the issues? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking politics, and we want to hear from you.
Folks, there's a lot of talk, of course, with Senator McCain's campaign leaking this information. Drudge Report's posting it. Politico.com is posting as well that we could know as early as 6 p.m. Eastern time that the leak will happen. Of course, it could happen before then. It could happen
talking about the vice presidential, moment,
for the vice presidential nomination. Then, of course, at 8 p.m. is what Drudge Report is reporting. There will be some kind of confirmation on that. You never know with these things. They usually come out at a time that's not exactly right, but it does look more and more like we'll know who Senator McCain's nominee is by this evening, or at least by early morning tomorrow. As for the Democrats' convention, of course, a big night with Bill Clinton speaking, Joe Biden officially accepting the vice presidential nomination, and then a surprise visit by Barack Obama last night after Joe Biden's speech, which made for a great photo op to finish off the time at the in the indoor stadium, now moving into Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium, expecting about 75 or 80,000 people.
Yeah, a lot of concern being expressed by Democratic strategists that maybe having an Invesco Field was not such a great idea because it's going to not only take away from the intimacy of a convention-type format, but it could almost appear like that German speech that he gave in Germany where it went over really, if you look at his poll numbers, since that speech in Germany, Barack Obama's poll numbers have really not done very well. I mean, it's a very close race. There appears to be no bounce from this Democratic National Convention. And an interesting report right now, and that is pro-life Democrats are leaving in a pretty large number after that. I think it's really focusing on the selection of Barack Obama by Joe Biden, as well as more information on even partial birth abortion.
Yeah, there's a new Gallup poll that finds that pro-life Democrats are abandoning Barack Obama now that there's more evidence about him being presented that he takes a hardcore pro-abortion position. That came out more at Saddleback and, of course, the last days with the selection of Joe Biden. The survey also showed that Democrats who say they're conservatives on issue like abortion used to support Obama at 72%. That's now dropped down to 63%. And in just the last 5 days, it's gone down another 5%. A lot of people think this is because Obama has come under fire now nationally from the media for his opposition to the Born Alive bill, a bill that would provide medical care for newborns who survive abortions. Obama fought against that bill in the Illinois State Senate. That's becoming news now. And you've seen a 11-point drop among Democrats who are pro-life in their support of Barack Obama, 5-point drop in just the last 5 days. What's been going on the last 5 days? The selection of Joe Biden and the Democrat convention.
I'll tell you something, folks. Fascinating time politically. We're going to be talking about it, taking your calls. As I said, our phone lines are open for you, so we'll be taking your calls. Now, let me tell you this. We have gotten a huge request for numbers of our booklet, The Foundations of Freedom. Everyone that's listening to me right now, as we talk the next 2 weeks about the political situation, about the Constitution, about the presidency, everybody that's listening to me needs to have a copy of our Foundations of Freedom. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right.
Barack Obama is ready to honor the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Clinton, the Constitution becoming a huge issue because of Supreme Court nominations. Now, I want to tell you that are listening to us, we have audience in all 50 states and internationally as well. But everyone that's listening to me, I want to make sure that you have, and I'm holding in my hand right now our booklet, Foundations of Freedom, because we're going to be referring to it even today on the broadcast. And I want you to have a Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, the documents that are literally our foundations of freedom. Here's Article 3 of the Constitution. It says, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time obtain, ordain, and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation which will be set by Congress. That is Article 3. Now, Article 2 of the United States Constitution says the President of the United States shall have the power to nominate and appoint judges to these courts. So you've got the interplay of Article 2 and Article 3. That's really what Bill Clinton was, excuse me, talking about. And I want to let you know right now that if you don't have a copy of our Foundations of Freedom, you really need it. As we talk about this the next 2 weeks, get your copy of this booklet right now, and Jordan's going to let you know how you can do it.
It's very important, folks. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We don't offer Foundations of Freedom all the time. We've had an outpouring of support. People, I think it's the back-to-school season. People want to get a copy of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. In this edition, we've got the Ten Commandments also, all in this free booklet we put together for you. 877-989-2255. Or again, you can go to aclj.org and get your free copy of Foundations of Freedom online. Let's go right to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. Nick is calling from New York online, too. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Jay, I just a question.
Sure.
How would you feel if Joe Lieberman would be a vice president candidate with John McCain?
Yeah, let me say this, and I'm being very careful about this. I'm not going to, you know, the organization does not endorse or oppose candidates for public office. We talk about the issues. Here's a concern I would have. I'm giving you, and by the way, there's everybody you can name I probably give you a concern about. With Joe Lieberman, who I personally like, voted against Sam Alito to be a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I want to double you confirm that before, because I reviewed something on that yesterday. We're going to double check that. But if he voted against Justice Alito, to me, that disqualifies you as a Republican running mate. That would be like, you know, the exact opposite of what you would expect for a Republican running mate. So be interesting, though, how that would play out, Nick, in New York, where you are in Florida. That might be a very different situation. So we're going to check that out. But my understanding is, if I can remember correctly, is that Senator Lehman voted against Sam Alito, and I think that would be problematic. Now, on national defense, excellent. And he could be a great cabinet member, I think, for anybody that's any party that's running. But I think there'll be all kind of political difficulties with it, too, because he ran as the vice presidential nomination for the Democrats.
Yeah, he did. He Joe Lieberman did vote against Justice Alito. He did vote for Justice Roberts. I think the biggest problem with Senator Lieberman, you see him a lot on Hannity and Combs, other shows. He's got a lot of our principles, a lot of conservative principles on defense, national security, and our military spending. When you get past those issues, you see a lot of differences, whether it's social policy, economic policy, and as well as, of course, these major moral issues like abortion. He's a staunch abortion rights supporter.
And I just can't believe that John McCain would put on the ticket someone as his vice president who voted against Sam Alito to the Supreme Court of the United States. But we're going to find out. Look, we can find out as early as 6 o'clock tonight.
Let's go back to the phones. Connie's calling from Florida on line 3. Connie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I am a Christian caught in a dilemma.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of Christians caught in the same dilemma. I am pro-life.
All right.
I'm anti-gay marriage.
All right.
But worst of all, I hate greed. And the Republican Party, to me, seems like they represent wealth and greed. We're spending $80 billion a month on a war that is, you know, I understand, you know, protecting Israel and whatnot, and I'm pro-Israel. Well, also, the oil companies have had the highest profits. Which is the greater sin?
Well, I'll tell you something. I understand your concerns, but I don't put any of those concerns on the same impact as taking human life. I just think that it's not on the same plane, in my view, Connie. And let me tell you something. Defending Israel, I'm glad you said that's important. It's expensive. I do a lot of work in the Middle East. We do a lot of work in the Middle East. And you got to be realistic. This is a containment issue. The war has kept, I think, the war in Iraq has kept the problems from coming to the United States. It's a way I look at it. And I understand your concerns. But there's also been, you know, look, I mean, I understand the economic situations. Clearly, it's out there. I travel a lot. I know what's going on. But you can't lay that all at the feet of the president. You can't lay it all at the feet of the Republicans or the Democrats. But I think you got the life issue, I think, is a transcendent issue. And I'm glad there's talk within the Democratic Party about the life issue. It's still, as Jordan's reported, there's still a number of some that were pro-life Democrats that are leaving, but at least there's discussion going on.
And I think some of the things is terminology, where you'll see Democrat talking points saying greed, Republican talking points are prosperity. And I think it's important to point out, we talk about poverty, you talk about, you know, Connie brought up the issue of greed, and somehow that's associated with the Republican Party as well. But it's important to point out that President Bush had spent more money and more resources on the AIDS in Africa issue and African relief than any president in U.S. history. He spent more U.S. tax dollars, took more money out of the federal government for domestic use, took it to Africa to work on those issues. So when you look at the parties now, there are some differences that that didn't exist 20 years ago, but there's also similarities that exist now, especially those with reaching out to the international community, especially in Africa, and working on those issues. Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Jason's calling from Virginia on line 5. Jason, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. I had a two-part comment about McCain's nominee for VP.
Yep.
Number one, I think if he chose Mitt Romney, I believe strongly that most conservatives and evangelicals would pretty much stay home because of their opposition to Romney. And the other aspect would be, has Elizabeth Dole been mentioned as a possible candidate with McCain?
Jason, on the last one, I have not heard Elizabeth Dole mentioned at all. The female senator they've talked about is Kay Bailey Hutchinson. And I don't know if that was more just, you know, political talk or reality. I don't know if she's been vetted. Maybe she has. The Mitt Romney nomination is going to be interesting if he is the VP, because that will be a clear signal that the economy, which is what everybody talked about last night, is the focus issue. And Romney has a lot of experience on that one. Again, It's going to be very, we're going to know this, folks, in 24 hours. And I will tell you, for those of us that are concerned about the direction of the courts and how this country's going, these issues are, believe me, we are nervously awaiting to see who the next nominee is going to be on the Republican side, as we were with the Democrats as well.
Yeah, you just never know. John McCain is also not one that's easy to predict on these issues. Senator McCain, it could definitely pull out a wild card. Here's some names we've heard a lot in the last few days, but this is not extensive, and I would not be shocked if at 6 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, or
it's
2 in the
somebody
morning,
else.
It's somebody completely different who we haven't even discussed and that maybe you haven't thought about either. Of course, Mitt Romney's topping the list, Governor Pawlenty of Minnesota, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator from Texas, Joe Lieberman, Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania and Homeland Security Secretary. And that list keeps going on and on. You could keep going down this list, but those are the names that are being tossed around a lot. Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida.
That's
coming back
up today.
Right, that's coming back up again. You just don't know, folks, until the decision's made. And whoever it is, there are some major differences, I think, Dad. The biggest one will be if there was a pro-abortion nominee with Lieberman or Ridge, what effect does that have? Not necessarily Mitt Romney, who's pro-life and who espouses a pro-life viewpoint, but what happens to that conservative base?
If it's somebody that really, Jason, you ask a great question. What happens if it is really, I'm kind of rephrasing your question a little bit, if he does pick somebody that is not pro-life, and I think that will be, I think it'd be very difficult. But listen, Senator McCain's a maverick, and it was interesting because there was a lot of talk that Barack Obama might pick a pro-life Democrat. Right. He decided not to go in that direction. We got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's try to grab one more before the break.
Let's go right to the phones. Joel's calling from Florida on line 3. Joel, welcome to JSEC Live.
Joel, hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Great.
Quick note here.
Yes.
I've been listening all week, and listening to people calling in saying that they're evangelical Christians, and that's great, and, but then it almost seems like you're trying to compare, the important thing of the economy to an even more important thing, to partial birth abortion.
Yeah.
In other words, I think nothing can come before that. That is an issue that I think if the president stands by that, against partial birth abortion, I think he's going to be right on a whole lot of other issues.
Well, Joel, you're talking about something that's called a transcendent issue, and we had a number of callers, and I want to hear from callers that are Christians and are voting for Obama and are reconciling the abortion issue. I think the selection of Joe Biden hurt that ability to do that. We're starting to see that in some of the numbers that are coming out. So, but look, I mean, the economy is going to be a big issue in this campaign also, though. Let's not lose sight of that for a moment. It's going to be a big deal. We've got a lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. While all this is going on, folks, and believe me, we're monitoring it day and night. We are also getting our briefs ready to the Supreme Court of the United States due September 16th on that case out of Utah involving Pioneer Park and the Ten Commandment display. So there's a lot going on there. But I want to make sure that everybody that's listening to us, as we talk about these issues, talk about the authority of the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court, you need to have the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We got the Ten Commandments in here. Everybody that's listening to me needs to have foundations of freedom.
Let's get right. We need you to get supported behind this, folks. We want you to get your free copy. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Oh, this? Well, actually, I'm earning my global business degree online. Here, have a look. All the courses are taught online, so I can attend class from anywhere. Same with the tests. You can take all those online, too. Or, if I wanted, I could stop by the campus in Virginia Beach and meet with my professor in person or go to class there. But the thing is, my job has been really busy lately, so I do everything from my laptop. Otherwise, it's just like going to class. It's hard work. But when I'm done, I'll have a degree from one of the top 10 online universities in the country.
With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
He has shown a clear grasp of foreign policy and national security challenges and a firm commitment to rebuild our badly strained military.
Well, there you got it. Bill Clinton talking about Barack Obama, now the nominee of the Democratic Party. So you've got the now announcements coming any moment. Could be as early as 6 o'clock this evening on the vice presidential nominee on the Republican side. Could be tomorrow morning as well. Let's go to the phones. A lot of calls coming in.
So many calls. Carrie's calling from Arizona on line one. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Hey.
First of all, I just want to say I respect this show and other shows like it that give people in the United States and all over an opportunity to speak our views. And I appreciate hearing the views of other people and
sure.
really understanding by your questions and their answers how they really feel about things. I wasn't able to listen yesterday, but I did listen Tuesday, and you had a caller that called in on Tuesday who stated that he was a young evangelical
right.
who was against abortion, and yet he was going to vote for Obama. And you asked several times how he could justify that, and he never answered you. He kept using it as a platform, it seems, to, you know, state all the pros of Obama, and it was like watching a news or like listening to a news broadcast. This, I don't know if it's because I've never been involved in the political process like I have been this year, but it seems like we're never getting any answers to anything. We're just getting deflections and deceptions
Well, you know, listen, it was a young man that called in, and I wanted to hear from young evangelicals that were looking at the possibility of voting Democratic, that were trying to reconcile, as I call it, not really justify, but reconcile the abortion issue with the Democratic Party platform. But more important, I think a lot of it changed when Joe Biden was selected. I think it changed some of the, and certainly the polling data is showing that, and I think we should report that from a news item again. The polling data is showing a significant shift over the last week on Democrats that were pro-life and their role now within the Democratic Party. That's an interesting shift taking place.
Yeah, there's a new Gallup poll just came out last night that showed that pro-life Democrats are banning Barack Obama now, that there's been more evidence about his strict pro-abortion stances. Specifically, the Gallup poll showed that Democrats who say they're conservative on issues like abortion supported Obama at 72 percentage points in mid-July. Now that level of support has fallen to just 63%, so a 9-point drop, and it's dropped steadily since the announcement of Joe Biden and the Democrat convention. It's dropped 5 points in just the last 5 days. Many think this is because Barack Obama has come under fire for his opposition to a bill in Illinois to provide medical care for newborns who survive abortion. He actually opposed that. And I think Kerry was right about that caller who called it on Tuesday. We had discussed that after the program. There just is no answer. You can't justify it. If you really believe abortion is murder, which we do and so many of our listeners do, it is so hard to justify that issue. And then coming up with other issues like the economy and trying to compare that.
Yeah, I don't think the comparison is accurate, but that's because these issues are front and center for us. Let's go right back to the phones.
Tommy's calling from Colorado on line two. Tommy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to make three quick comments.
Sure.
One, I appreciate your, how you value the Supreme Court justices. People don't realize that's more important, actually, than who's the president.
Except for the fact that the president makes that selection, but I you're right, it's the lasting legacy.
Right, and I think Mitt Romney would be a good choice all the way around. I think he'd be stronger on pro-life and a marriage amendment even than McCain himself. And I think Christians, Republicans and Democrat both, need to look at the abortion and life issues from God's point of view and not their own point of view.
Well, this is an interesting, and appreciate your call. It's an interesting political debate. I want to call everybody's attention. If you've got our copy of Foundations of Freedom with you, I want you to go to page 23. On the second paragraph, it talks about the powers of the presidency, and this was just following up exactly what you just said. The president shall have the power, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, to make treaties, provided by two-thirds of the Senate present concur. And he shall nominate, and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint ambassadors, listen to this, other public ministers and counsels, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States. It's literally four words, judges of the Supreme Court, but it affects a country for generations on who sits at the Supreme Court of the United States. So that's why I want to point it out again. If you don't have your copy of Foundations of Freedom, folks, everyone that's listening to us needs Foundations of Freedom. We're going to be referring to it a lot between now and the election. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Sandra's calling from Texas Online 1. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
How are you? Good. Basically, I'm just calling because I am very interesting that we're talking about abortion because that's pretty much the deciding factor for me.
Sure.
I am a 30-year-old Hispanic from Texas. I'm a non-denominational Christian. My parents are actually Catholic. And since I was listening to your show a while back and you gave a statistic that was very interesting to me that basically stated that since Roe versus Wade has been passed, 40 million abortions have been conducted.
And more than that, right.
And that to me was just astonishing because I had never heard that statistic. And, you know, I just don't understand how people can compromise with that issue, being evangelical Christians. Not only that, but, I mean, everybody has gone on an all-out war about, you know, Iraq and how many soldiers
sure.
have been killed there, but... You know,
I think you bring up a really important point on the abortion issue. It's a huge one for us, and that's why I think the Supreme Court issues play into this so critically. There's a causal connection between the presidency and the Supreme Court, and that means a direct causal connection between the presidency, the Supreme Court, and the abortion issue because the Supreme Court makes that decision.
Let's go back to the phones, try to get as many calls as we can in. Sherry's calling from Idaho Online 4. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Jay. God bless you guys for
Thanks.
What you're doing, especially bringing out this abortion issue. But on the economy, the thing that you played at the beginning of the program, you
yes.
know, about Obama cutting taxes.
Yeah, I mean, that was the theme of the night last night.
Okay, and then he's going to add money to all these other things, the
right.
health care and the Social Security. Is it, you know, I don't know a lot about politics, but is that, you know, is it?
Well, like- I'll tell you something. I think that the thing we have to be cautious of here is that, I want to be cautious. Politics and the economy are a big deal, but it's a big deal for the country, too. I'm with you. The abortion issue to me is a transcendent value issue, but the economy is going to play as a significant issue here, too, and we cannot ignore that.
Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in today. Denny's calling from Indiana, line 2, again on the partial birth abortion issue. Denny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Denny.
I was wondering what your stance is as far as this issue came up under the Clinton administration, and... It was tried to be passed as a law to ban it. He vetoed that, and when he did, he was flanked on either side by women that actually were affiliated with the Right to Life organization. But they were examples of when they were pregnant and their babies had like either spinal bifida or a couple
sure.
things, and had they carried those to term, they would have actually been rendered unable to have any future babies. And they actually wanted him to veto that. So that they would keep
well, on the partial birth abortion issue, look, the candidates, and they said it at the forum, forum that was held at Rick Warren's church. I mean, Senator McCain was in favor of the ban on partial birth abortion, and Senator Obama was not. And he was not because he said there was not enough of an exception. Interesting, Senator Biden, and this I want to point this out, voted in favor of the ban, but then criticized the Supreme Court's decision, which upheld the ban. So that was a little bit interesting also.
Let's go back to the phones, take another call. Bob's calling from New York on line 4. Bob, welcome to Jay.
Hey, Bob, really quickly here. We only got a couple seconds.
Hey, Jay, real fast.
Sure.
I'm a Catholic Christian. We are livid. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, they call themselves Catholic Christians and they're pro-death. The Catholic Church calls abortion and homosexuality an intrinsic evil. It's always wrong to kill innocent life. And it's different from war. War can be just, like stopping Hitler.
Sure. But the interesting thing is, I think your reaction, Bob, on the abortion issue is starting to be felt in the polls themselves. We're seeing that in the Gallup poll that came out last night. More politics tomorrow, folks. We're going to probably have the vice presidential nominee on the Republican side. Here's what I want you to do. Everyone that's listening to me right now, you go to your phones and get the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. You must have Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. You need to get your copy. I'm referring to it a lot. 1-877-989-2255. Updated information at ACLJ.org.